Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, February 22nd. Another great show in the plans for you, on the agenda. And Danny's here, and she's shorter than the mic. We're going to do something about that. either lift you up or lower the mic.
I know.
Of these two things, right?
I'll just bring a pillow. Just text me in the morning and remind me. Yeah. You're not going to remember.
But you know, this is perfect. We hear you just fine.
Yeah, so but I feel like I can't see anything.
No.
Except for this mic. It's like me and the mic.
Right, but when you're on the side, it's okay. I know what you're saying. But
yeah.
Listen, when we had the other one, it was hard to look through.
I know, this is hard.
See, like I'm having to look at this thing. But I'll figure it out. I mean, look, after 10 years, new ideas come in all the time. So you just have to be a little patient.
Yeah, it's cool.
Eventually, I opened my eyes and realized that some things need to be changed, upgraded, whatever.
That's what I'm here for,
there
to remind you.
Exactly. To give me the push, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great show. We're going to be joined by a couple of guests in just a moment. Brought to us by the lovely Catherine, who always brings us great guests, winners, award winners, Oscar winners, everything, you know. So, and we're going to talk about movies today and the Oscars and everything. So that should be a fun show. And
you're not going to know anything that they're talking about.
Why?
Because you don't watch movies.
Well, but I know what's going on, you know. I mean, I know movies are around, even if I don't watch them.
I'm just going to watch you this
around.
Whole show.
Yeah.
See how you're going to respond.
What about you? Are you familiar with any of the movies nominated?
Name a couple.
I don't know.
Shit. Exactly.
Were there nominations already? I mean, the Oscars are coming up, right? So they already announced the nominations. Shows you how much we know, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking to you yet. We're just asking.
I can name a couple. I know the one where she has, like, she almost had sex with a sea monster. What's the name of it?
The Shape of Water or something.
Yeah, Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Three Billboards to
Into
something.
Into the mic. You're,
well, you know, I'm doing my best.
But you're going like this.
I know, because I can't see you, Sam.
Okay, but this works fine, you see?
I'm just trying to give you eye contact.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I know it's hard. You know, on some radio shows, they don't even look at each other. They look, like, in different directions and stuff.
I like to look at people.
Yeah, you know, it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
How can you talk to the wall when somebody's sitting over to your side?
It might be, like, an anxiety thing.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't have anxiety, though, so I'm good.
Good, good. We're glad. That's one less thing for you to worry about. Bless you.
Thank you.
That was a nice small one.
I was trying to hold it. It didn't work out. Three Billboards to something.
Three Billboards.
That's one of the movies.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Let's not make fools out of ourselves pretending we know
what's
going on.
Yeah, we don't want to make any dumbass remarks, right, Sam?
Exactly, yeah. So, a lot of stuff is happening, but... We're of course not going to get into any of that because we like only fun stuff here.
Legit.
We try to keep it light, right?
Mm-hmm. Why?
God,
what's happening?
The show was very heavy for many, many months. I've had it with that. So now we're...
I can't even picture that. I can't even picture you having a heavy show every single morning.
Yeah, yeah. Always politics, you know?
That's so
crazy. It's too much, you know? So, and that's all you have on the internet, you know, is it's politics and more politics, and after a while, you just burn out on it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's not that interesting. So, yeah. So, tell me about, this guy wanted to put milk in your cup this morning at Starbucks. What is that all about?
Yeah, I was telling Sam this morning, you guys, that guys don't hit on me when I'm dressed up to the nines, but when I look like absolute trash. I don't think I look like trash this morning, but I definitely did. I put concealer on
right.
to like cover my bags in the dark, and the concealer uh-huh. actually is darker than my skin, so
okay.
it didn't work out for me. But
so
like when I look
good.
Like this, guys uh-huh. will like talk to me all the time, but when I'm dressed up, no one ever talks to me.
Well, maybe they're intimidated when you look very nice.
So basically,
and now maybe
I look
you're more
ugly.
Accessible. No, not ugly, but accessible.
Oh.
You're like maybe more, more down to earth when you don't have the makeup on.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
it could be
the
sweatshirt too this morning.
You know, I mean, you know, women, when they dress up and put on makeup and stuff, they can be intimidating to some guys, you know, where they won't walk up to you. And when you seem like someone that's accessible, they will.
Yeah, that's true. Know?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when I am dressed up, I do give the extreme resting bitch face. Right. I might scream, don't even try.
Right. So now, so do you measure your mood by how much people look at you when you're out?
No, I sometimes don't even pay attention to that.
But obviously you did, or you do now.
Well, if they talk to me, I have to.
No, but you just said people notice you when you're not... When you don't have makeup on. So that's what you mean when they walk up to you.
Yeah.
That if they just look at you.
Yeah.
Something.
I mean, it depends. If it's like if I'm at a red carpet event or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I went to the Tupac premiere party. And it's like all night long, men stared at me, but not a single person spoke to me.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Not a single person.
Well, yeah. If I had been there, it wouldn't have helped any, because I don't walk up to anybody, man.
I walk up to anybody.
Right.
Yeah, if you're staring at me for a long period of time, I'll say, what's up?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it makes it even more awkward, because they're like, oh, my God.
Right.
She caught me.
Exactly, right. So if you're going to look, then you need to take some action, right?
Yeah, and sometimes I just don't feel like waiting, especially if I think he's cute, too. I'll just be like, hey.
That's cool.
What brings you here?
You see, that's cool. That's what women should do, I think, you know?
Hmm?
Stand up for yourself and go after what you want, you know?
Yeah.
You want this man? Go after him.
I just did that and it didn't work out for me, so.
It's 2018. Well, you're going after stuff that's inaccessible or unreachable.
Taken.
Yeah, taken. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shorthand for that. Awesome. So any plans for the weekend?
Not a one, you?
No? Mm-mm. I don't know. Well, maybe our guests will invite us somewhere. Who knows? You know? They seem to be busy people.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, so that's good.
I'm burnt out from All-Star Weekend. I, literally have no problem staying home for the rest of the weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what? So you went a lot? Because you didn't say really that
I went
you went out
every
out
single day last week.
Right.
You didn't.
But
I was hungover every single day I came to work.
Yeah, but I don't remember that. All I remember is you post pictures, and I'm like, she didn't say she went out, and where's
mm-hmm.
all this stuff?
I went out every single night last week. Yeah, Sunday was like the first night I've like puked since like eighth grade.
So who do you go out with? Friends and stuff?
Well, my best friends were in town from Boston, but usually when I go out here, because I don't really know anyone yet, I'll just go out by myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's brave.
Yeah.
You see, I won't even go by myself to a bar or to a club or
oh, I definitely will. Life's too short to stay home just because you don't know anybody.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll get dressed up. I'll get in the Uber. I got to know at least one person. As long as I don't have to pay the cover and I get free drinks all night, I'm there. I'm good. Like, I'll definitely be there.
So you got to know somebody.
I'll mingle my way to somebody's table. I'm like, hey, act like I know them forever. And then I'll leave and I'll just never see them again.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the MO for women around.
When I first moved here, I would Google random spots and Uber there and just sit at the bar and have random conversations with people all day.
Yeah, yeah. You see, you can do that because as a woman, people are going to approach you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The guy is just going to go there and he's going to stay alone there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, unless you make some conversation with
people.
Yeah,
I went on one Tinder date. Mm-hmm. Not Tinder, Bumble. Bumble's when a woman has to...
Right, right.
It's when I had it, and I deleted it immediately after.
Right.
I brought my roommate with me, and he ended up leaving with my roommate.
Oh, God.
I was like, I'm fucking done with this
app. Isn't that the most embarrassing piece of shit ever?
Well, he wasn't even popping. I was like, yo, literally, you ain't even shit, dude. But he paid for the food, so thanks. I think his name was Steven. He's very skinny.
Well, as long as he paid for the food, that's all that mattered,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. But I mean, I was scarred for life after that. But I mean, that's for me for bringing another woman on a date. But like, what if he was a serial killer? I'm not going by myself.
No, don't go by yourself.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'm not ready
to
die
yet. No, that was
a
good thing. So, I mean, if he, you know, if he went with your friend, it wasn't meant to be for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, I blocked him off Instagram and everything. Like, ugh, you creep. Does that consider to be a date? No, right?
No, but I think Instagram is pretty much a full-time job.
No.
I mean, you spend a lot of time and thought
on Instagram?
Over it, yeah.
I feel like I could definitely be making more money off my page, for sure.
Then do it.
I don't know how.
I'll tell you.
I want a million followers. Get me to a million and we'll talk.
You don't need a million followers. You can do a lot with a third of a million.
I have a third of a million?
Yes.
I want 500,000 at least.
All right. Well, we'll get you there.
Half
you know?
A mil.
Yeah.
Then we'll be good.
All right. Well, consider more risque pictures on there. Maybe you will.
If I was more naked, I would have more followers.
Right. You would be naked. Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It's sad, but
pretty
true.
Pretty close already.
No, I'm not. My page is not that bad.
The stuff you posted,
I swear it's not that bad. If my dad's okay with it, I'm good with it.
Good. That's a good way to measure it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think he's only said something to me like maybe once or twice where he's like, I can't follow you anymore.
Really?
Yeah, he hasn't followed me since, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's probably crazy to follow your kids, but.
Do you follow your kids?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they post at least ever?
On Facebook. On Facebook, just on Facebook, not on
Instagram.
What
about Instagram?
No.
No?
No, well, I'm following my son. He doesn't really put anything.
What about your daughter? She has you blocked?
No, not at all. But she doesn't even have Instagram. Or maybe she does, but...
She definitely has an Instagram.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, they're in Colorado now. My daughter is having a blast. Sent some pictures with snow in the mountains and cabins. And
I want to go there. It's on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to bring in our guests right now who seem pretty fucking bored, but we're going to make bring him up to... Sometimes we entertain the guests, they laugh like crazy before they even come on the... But these guys are like straight face, and that's fine, you know, we'll get a laugh out of them somehow. We're joined by Craig Robert Young, and you brought in Richard with you.
Yes.
Richard, what's your last name?
Hi, my name's Richard Rennie.
Richard Rennie.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Sorry, we didn't know whether we should pretend we're not in the room. That's why we were like, right. Just not reacting to anything.
I know, because we pretend you're not in the room, right? No, that's fine.
Yeah, we want to laugh.
Because you're always like, oh, you know, we have some guests coming up later, so we're always like...
Yeah.
No, it's okay to laugh.
No, it's fine, man. It's fine.
Me and Sam just aren't funny this morning.
We were laughing inside. We trusted. Exactly. Trust
That's
us.
Right. We weren't that funny this morning.
Well,
not every day is the same.
No.
You came on an off day, but we'll try to make you laugh as much as possible.
No, you don't.
We were funny yesterday.
Yeah, very, right? So it depends on what side of the bed you wake up on.
Yeah,
pretty
absolutely.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys Angelinos? Are you guys living here?
Yes, I've been here for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
And how long have you been here for, Richard?
I've been here for just over a year.
Oh wow.
And you're both from the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
hence the accent, Sam.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you want to double check. We seem to confuse a lot of accents here in America, you know. I mean, as you talk to people from other countries, you get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for example, like... I could never tell a South African accent, but then when I lived there for a year, now I can tell it right away, you know? So it's...
Sure.
It depends. But at any rate, who cares? Everything started in the UK. That's mm-hmm. what cares, right? Without the UK, there's no South Africa or Australia or anything. So, and everybody seems to love England, right? I mean, have you guys noticed that by any chance?
I've never been.
In America, they do, right?
Yeah.
We don't love it so much. That's why we're not there.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
We love America.
I know. The weather is quite different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's hard, yeah. I'm originally from Scotland, where it's really cold. So.
Oh, wow.
I want to marry a Scottish guy.
Oh, really?
Well, there you
it's
go.
Literally my goal. It's my goal.
Why Scottish of all people?
I'm just like obsessed with the accent. Like if I could wake up every day and hear that, I'm good. Like so, he could piss me off. I'm like, whatever. Your breakfast is on the table.
So a British accent is not good enough
yeah,
for you.
True.
You need Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very specific.
Jared Butler, he's Scottish, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's what I want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jared Butler, that's right. And where are you from in England?
I was born in Nottingham, but I went to school in London. So I lived there for about 8 years before moving to LA.
Oh, nice. And what did you study in London?
Drama.
Oh, really?
Are you an actor?
I am, yes.
Oh, you kind of look familiar.
I do. Yeah, I'm always like that guy in the background somewhere, you know.
I've done background work
with you. No. I've done a lot of shows guest starring on like NCIS, Hawaii
okay,
Five-0.
Yes. NCIS, did you speak in an episode?
Yes.
Okay, because I always have USA on and they have repeats and I swear, like I'm not joking, he looks familiar. I'm like
okay,
looking
well,
at him
maybe,
and I'm like,
yeah.
He does
him,
look
yeah.
familiar.
Yeah. Well, very handsome
I usually
guy.
Play guys with accents.
Remember,
yeah. Which is cooler.
And Richard, what about you? Did you study back home?
But I actually started my career as a dancer. So I've only been acting for just over a year since I moved to LA.
Oh, but wow.
Before that, I worked at the Moulin Rouge in Paris. I was a principal dancer there. And I worked freelancing around London and Paris and different places in Europe, but always as a dancer and model as well.
Really?
Yeah,
I can see that for sure. Yeah. So now what kind of dancing did you do?
So I trained very heavily in ballet. But after that, I didn't really work in ballet companies. I went more into musical theater. And then at the Moulin Rouge, it's very cabaret style. So dancing there was great, an amazing experience. Very high energy. We did the French can-can there, which was very hard for the body. But it was a great experience and fantastic to work there. I worked there for just over 6 years.
Oh,
which
wow.
Was
yeah, I can imagine you have to be in great shape to do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's no acting there. No. I mean, your whole body's involved in your work.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. And we used to do 6 shows a week, 2 shows a night.
Six days a week, two shows a night.
So it was like a lot. It was 12 shows, every week. So it's a lot for your body.
What made you be like, I'm done with dancing, let me try acting?
To be honest, this I hope this doesn't sound too depressing, but it was honestly to do with injuries. It just got to a point where for doing the Moulin Rouge for 6 years, you know, the can-can, we used to jump into the splits, do flips, things like that, and such a high intensity and high speed with the music.
Right.
So it just kind of destroyed my body, if I'm being completely honest. And even though, you know, it's a strange transition, I think, always for a dancer, because you have such a love for it. But at a certain age, everyone has to move on to something else.
Right.
And some of my friends who are dancers who I either trained with or I worked with are at that age and they're not sure what they want to do. But luckily for myself, I found a new passion in acting.
Yeah.
And I love it as much as I love dance.
Yeah. Right.
So I feel like I'm actually very lucky to find something else, because other dancers, I think, don't find their other passion or are very confused at a time when they have to finish their career.
That's true, yeah. So you jumped into something else and figured, well, you know, why not? Right?
Yeah. And I've been very lucky since I've been in LA. I've loved it and it's been a lot of fun.
So. Damn, can I get some of your luck? I'm just going to rub it off on me because I have been very unlucky. <still here. laughs> I want to need some luck.
Yeah. Craig, what about you? Did you find a lot of work acting in London back then? I mean, you've been here 18 years.
Yeah.
So this is your home now.
It is, yeah. I've spent most of my adult life here.
Very cool.
You know, when I left drama school, I was in a pop band for a couple of years. So I toured all over
Europe.
You've
done it all.
I was in a boy band, you know, all the dance moves. And
yeah. Did you guys have any hits, mini hits?
Yeah, we had 4 top 10 British hits.
Really? What was
number
the
one
of
in
the
Australia?
One
Deuce.
Direction? Oh, okay.
Deuce. Which, you know, is a tennis term.
Yes.
In latter
America.
Days, it means something completely different.
I was like, do you know what that
taking
means?
Taking a number two, I guess. Yeah. Right?
It means shit. Yeah.
Oh, you can swear on this show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Taking a deuce means to have a shit, and that was the name of my band.
Oh, I thought.
Wait, it was called Taking a Deuce?
That was the name?
No.
It
was just called Deuce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant douche, maybe, or something.
Well,
so
I don't know which one's
worse. Douche is even worse.
Take your pick.
Douche is worse.
deuces, I'm out. So I did that for a couple of years, and then I then forayed into hosting, TV hosting for MTV. I did the British version of TRL.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and then I sort of segued into acting, and I was on a TV show called Dream Team. And then I was hired in the UK to come out and do a show in LA for MTV. 18 years ago, called Spider Games. And then that just sort of, you know, parlayed into more and more TV work and film.
Wow, you see, so sometimes you can bring your luck with you.
I know, what the hell, man?
Yeah, well, you barking up the wrong tree, maybe, I don't know. But they
stay
know
LA
their way.
Talk radio a little longer, and you find your way.
They have their way, yeah. But everybody finds the way. Listen, and I told you, she's like, 29, I've done everything. I don't think I'm...
I haven't done anything.
Yeah, this is not going to happen, and I'm done, right?
You're
behaving like you've done everything and nothing has worked.
Yeah.
Which is not true at all.
Yeah, because I haven't even tried anything.
Exactly. So try, please.
It's like I have this idea in my head. It's so bad that I just feel like everything's to just be like... handed to me. It's so bad. It's such a bad flaw.
Right.
But maybe you're hanging out at the wrong bars.
I am. Yeah, there you go. Sometimes it feels like right place, right time, too.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you got to put yourself in the right place at the right time so to meet that opportunity. It reminds
preparation
me of
preparation and perseverance meet opportunity.
So when you host a show like TRL, because it's always been a dream, do you have to like read the teleprompter or is it improv?
Both. So you're actually talking to people that are calling in to request videos.
Right.
You know, when we used to make pop videos.
Right.
And, but you have an earpiece. Yeah. So the producer is in another room and they're talking to you about, you know, what's going on. But there's sort of stings. They're called stings. So like top of show, you know, intro, outro to commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outro of the show. So they're all teleprompted.
Gotcha.
But everything else is pretty much.
So you have to wear contact lenses if you're blind then.
Probably yes.
Okay, gotcha. See, you learn something new every day.
Or they can make it bigger. If you know, they can make the lettering bigger for you and just make sure that it's comfortable.
My friend told me to, because his best friend is actually on the American version of the TRL now, and he was like, to practice, put on the subtitles on your TV and just read them back. And I've been doing it. Like, literally at night, I'm like, dude, I'll literally just say everything they just said.
It's funny because there's a real art to it, though, because you have to look like you're not reading.
Yeah.
So some people, you know, they've got overactive eyes and they go like a pinball machine back and forth like when they're reading. And then other people, you sort of have to not really look at the words. You have to look at the center and sort of hope that your brain picks up the words. As you're saying them.
That's scary.
That's true,
It's a lot. Me and my sister hosted one show for Oxygen before, and it was they had a teleprompter, and we looked at each other, and we were like, let's just improv this. And the producer of the show actually came out and was like, that worked way better than everything we had written on the screen. Because we couldn't read it, but they didn't know that we couldn't see it. So we were like, let's just go with the flow. We improv the entire segment. Yeah, it was like an hour long. I was so long ago. I was like 23.
Oh, I know she's so old, right?
So old.
So, gentlemen, well, first of all, congratulations for being in LA and finding success and stuff, and you rather in a short period. What kind of work have you been able to find here?
Since I've been here, I've done a pilot, which was great, which was actually directed by Craig.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Which is where we actually met. It was a great, great pilot about assistance to celebrities in their life. It was a 30-minute comedy. Great and I played the boyfriend of the main girl on that. And then I did a feature film where I played a dancer. So I'm kind of using my dance to get into acting, which I think is a good segue for me.
Yeah, for sure.
And and just doing other stuff. But one thing that we both do together, which Craig actually created, is the Toskers, which is a parody of the Oscars. I did that last year as an actor, and this year I've come on as team leader. So it's the first time that I've done a directing and writing role as well, which has been fantastic.
Can you guys explain what that is?
Well, the Toskers.
Yeah.
Well, of course. That's what they came here for.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I want to know.
Okay, so the event is called the Toskers, right?
Yeah.
And when is that going to be held?
It's going to be at the Renberg Theater in Hollywood on February 28th.
Okay,
and
so
tickets are on
up.
Sale at Eventbrite if you want to come and mingle with some celebrities and see some funny 5-minute parody films of the Oscar nominated best feature
really?
Films.
Really? And who made those? You?
We all do. So it's a collective of 100 people. So we all sort of split up into different groups, and you're challenged and tasked with creating a 5-minute parody. So you have to write, direct, star in, costume, find locations, props, and produce this award-winning short. But it's basically more about having a lot of fun and not taking award season so seriously.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of like
a little
play.
Fun back into it.
Like it's a play almost?
Oh, no. You go out and you make movies.
Oh, and you're just, showing it.
Yeah, and then we do it. So it's like Oscars in... It's like award season all in one night.
Okay.
So we show the red carpet, pre-reception with champagne and canapes. And then we go into the award show, which is hosted by Lucy Pohl this year. She's a New York comedian. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we've had a woman as well. So it's kind of an auspicious year.
What does that word mean?
auspicious, like important, like special.
I was like, wait, hold on.
Dictionary.com.
I was literally about to do that. I was like, it's good to clarify, how do you even right? spell that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm British. We have more words.
Yeah, that's very,
a wider vocabulary. That has to do with intelligence too, no? That's just being British. But go
but
on.
Yeah, so Lucy Paul, who's amazing. She's very, very funny. She's based out in New York. She's here. She's going to be hosting the show. And so we screen the movies and then we go straight into the award show right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Wackademy of 150 members that vote on their favorite, like, whacktor, whacktress, best cutter for editing, best dictator for director, best bang for buck production design.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 10 awards and obviously only 10 winners. And then afterwards we go out and celebrate and have an after party. So
that sounds like my kind of night. Like, exactly. Are we invited or
you guys
not?
Should yeah,
you guys should come.
Oh yeah, wait till I hit that red carpet. You're gonna be like, who is this chick?
You may find a Scottish man there.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, hey guys, can I please go?
No, you gotta
can
go.
Can I please go?
You gotta go. She's like in the elevator. Do you think they'll invite us? I'm like, are you kidding me? They'll invite you. Yeah,
it only costs $100 to go. I mean, so
yeah, there
sure.
you go. She's like, wait a minute.
You can find that money.
She's giving us from that.
Yeah, she's wait a minute.
Can I go for free?
Anyway, so this is going to be held February 28th, right?
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
It's Wednesday. So Wednesday. Yeah, this coming Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's coming up soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very nice.
There's a lot of preparation.
Red carpet and drinks. 6 to 8, and then the awards at 8 to 10, right?
6:30 to 8:30.
Okay, that's what it says here. But okay, 6:30 to 8:30. Yeah. That's the red carpet.
That's the red carpet and pre-reception,
right?
With champagne and food and all that good stuff, and then 8:30 we go into the theater and screen. And
sounds very cool. So how many are there? 10? Did you say 10 films?
There are 9 films.
9 films.
Yeah, and one of the rules is that you have to change the title of the film to something completely different.
Really?
So,
but like similar.
Similar, yeah. So like the Darkest Hour, for example, is Dankest Hour. Dunkirk is Done Singing. I think they're kind of playing on the Harry Styles being in that movie, sort of thing. Richard is in Call Me By Your Name, but you've called it...
We called it Call Me By Your Maid, because I'm not sure if you're familiar with the actual film Call Me By Your Name. Which
I've seen previews for it,
Yeah, absolutely amazing film. But it's basically about a love story between two guys. And one of them is a bit younger, like 17, and then the other guy...
He's like in his 40s, right?
He's supposed to be 25. In the script, he's 25, but, you know, he looks a bit older.
Okay, they should have casted someone a little bit younger, because he looks
I love Armie Hammer.
Me too,
he did a beautiful job on it, but I do think that it looked like a little 40. Bit... different between the thing, and when I was writing and starting the process for the Tosca film for Call Me By Your Name, I read the whole script again, and there was one scene after the they had like a love scene in it, and after that they said to each other, did we make too much noise? And they're like, no. And they said, Mafalda's always looking for signs. And I thought to myself, who's Mafalda? And then when I watched the film again, I saw that it was like the maid, and she's just basically this extra that's in every single scene. So we've done it from the point of view of the maid, and it's like she walks into every single scene.
That's really
and she's
cool.
Kind of there, and she's taken in this sort of inappropriate relationship in a way that no one's really commenting on in the film.
Right.
So she's kind of commenting on that. So it's from her point of view. So that's why we've called ours "Call Me by Your Maid."
That's so clever. How many times did you have to watch the film to get that?
I watched it once before I even knew I was going to get that film, because the way the Toscars work, as well as the team leaders, so I'm a team leader this year who normally writes and directs the film that you're doing. You don't know which film you're going to get.
It's so like picking a name out of a hat,
basically. Yeah, you just got to get assigned a film. So I wasn't even sure I was going to get that. So I watched the film before I even knew I was going to parody it. But as soon as I knew I was parodying it, I watched it a few more times and I read the screenplay, which Craig sent me. And then that's when that idea kind of came to me, and we decided to run with that.
So on your parodies,
was your film, right? What about you, Craig? Did you come up with one too?
Yeah, so I wrote and directed a parody on Darkest Hour, which is the Gary Oldman movie about Winston Churchill. Yeah.
Wow, I can't imagine the comedy on that, but Churchill.
It's kind of funny because Winston was an interesting character, and. we kind of play on. Gary Oldman had to be in makeup for about 8 hours every day to become Winston Churchill. So
right, and then have to act on top of that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and we basically had a drag queen called Scott Caskey, who plays Dolly Levi. I don't know if you're familiar with him as a performer. He's a female impersonator around town. Uh-huh. So he plays my Winston Churchill, and he's like 95 pounds wet.
Oh, my gosh.
But he actually did his own makeup, and he does a phenomenal job. So yeah. Really? I'm excited for people to see
it. So these parodies are supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. It's not going to be as deep as if you're watching the movie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. All there's right. a lot of fart jokes. And
okay. So like, people aren't going to be like crying or anything. It's
oh,
like,
no.
This is supposed to be like a good time.
Hopefully crying
with
laughter.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All.
Right.
Very cool.
I'm excited to see Get Out this year, which is directed by Mark Cleary. He's done a mashup with I, Tonya.
Yeah.
So it's called Get Out, La Tonya.
So that movie was so good. You haven't seen it, right? It was so good.
I, Tonya, or
I didn't
Get
see
out.
I, Tonya.
Get Out.
Get Out.
Oh, it was
so
amazing.
What movie
yeah.
should I watch in case I do go to this event? Just so I'm like semi-prepared. Darkest Hour.
Yeah. Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Okay. Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name.
Get Out.
I've seen
Phantom
it.
Phantom Thread.
I don't want to see that at all, but I will. I literally have like, is that his last movie ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
he's
why
retiring.
Would you do that
Danny
as
Day
your
Lewis.
Last movie? It looks like so boring.
Who's that?
Like, you should do something like lit for your last movie. Like,
what are we talking about?
Oh, God. What's his name?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, and he's like a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
And it was his last movie, and even the trailer on the TV, I was like, I can't even get through the trailer.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really boring. I mean, it could be phenomenal.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I've not seen that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, see, no one's seen it.
I saw it.
You did?
Yeah,
did it
is slow, yeah. I guarantee, but, you know, it's kind of suspenseful, though, too. I mean, you'd
how
be surprised.
How long is it?
Probably 2 hours.
Nope.
Just watch the trailer. Yeah. What we recommend people do is, watch if you're not familiar with the movies, just watch the trailers online or an
That's
extended
true.
Trailer, like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you'll appreciate the comedy when you come and see this.
Well, I'm staying in this weekend, so I'm going to watch all these movies except for Phantom Thread. Is that it anymore?
Three Billboards
outside. That's the one I was talking about.
Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah. What about
the Post?
The Post I want to see.
Yeah. Post, yeah. Mm-hmm. What else is there? There's one more.
That's a lot of content.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah. Which is fantastic. Yeah.
So each film is what? 5-10 minutes?
The 5 minutes.
Films 5 minutes. They can't be longer than 5 minutes.
Right. So you're spending about an hour watching all the movies, right? All the 10 movies.
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
so.
Nine movies. Yeah. There's one other one that we just should mention is Lady Bird.
I want to see that so bad. Yeah. It's like on the top of my list of things
and,
to do.
Sandra Minetti's directing that one, and it's he's called it Lady Boy. So I can only just imagine what the spin is on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Oh my God.
Her eyes are incredible. You get lost in those those baby blues.
So, Craig, sure. I understand you're actually the producer of the event?
I co-created it, with Eileen Lee. We started 11 years ago, and it was really dank back then. I mean, the movies were like 40 minutes long.
Oh,
and
my God.
We used to show them in a pub, the Boulevard Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And the awards were giant rubber fists, like the adult sex toy.
Oh, good.
We've kind of scaled it back a little bit
rubber
now.
Rubber fists.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is. Do I want to
well,
know?
Well, we spray painted them gold. And I won the first year, and I left it under my bed for a year, and I took it out, and it was green.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Stop. Okay.
Well, I guess what they're talking about is, you know, some people are into fisting. So you can get a rubber fist.
Yeah.
Like you can get rubber anything.
How does a fist fit
anyone? Well, yeah, don't even ask.
Yeah. It's like, how is that even a sex
toy? That's beyond the scope of this show, folks.
So what's the award this year?
Even we don't go there.
It's a wooden fist, but spray painted gold.
Oh,
you know,
this
the
year.
Little hand.
But so it's not a sex toy this year.
It's not a. Well, I mean, maybe.
Oh my God.
Might get a splinter or two.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Yeah, take a wood fist up to you, my God. Whoa.
So funny.
What a place to be.
I'd rather get the sex toy at that point.
Well, the second year we did the same thing with the adult sex toy fists. but they coated them in like antibacterial, so we couldn't spray them because the gold spray would just like trip off. So we actually glitter bombed those with like glue, and so we hand make the awards every year, which is quite fun.
That is fun. That sounds fun.
Funny. Yeah. So the name Toskers, where did that come from, and what does it mean?
Well, do you know what tossing off means?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. What does it mean?
That's explain that
jerking phrase. Off?
Yeah, jerking yeah. off. Yeah.
So we just well,
next time I'm
going
to say that to a guy, see if he knows it. Yeah. Hey, are you tossing off right now?
Or are you like, just what? Happy to see me?
For us here, there's tossing your salad, but not, you know.
Well, that's eating know. Ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not. But, well, yeah.
But that's not what they mean.
It's a new one for me. I didn't
know. Yeah. Yeah, tossing your salad. Like if someone's like, did you toss your salad?
Yeah. See, that's why I thought I'd introduce you to some American culture.
This is great. You learn something new every day.
So we have tossing salad and they have tossing off.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that how it came then, Toskers?
Yeah, because, it, you know, like wanker and like we have all these British terms, you know, that are just sort of cheeky and they're not as rude in England.
Yeah. Like right. What does dank mean? Boring, right?
Dank?
Yeah. Because you just said that a few minutes ago and I was like, what does that mean?
I thought dank means
It means like dirty, sort of. It's dirty, down and dank.
Oh, that's what you meant. Like it was dirty a couple years ago. Because you're like, it's quite dank. And I was like, what does he mean by that? But I'm not going to say it. I've already asked like 7 dumb questions today. I'm not.
No, it's okay.
Not at all.
You're only 29.
Don't ask dumb questions. I mean, no, it's different cultures. And, you know, they have different terms and stuff. And,
yeah, I love it.
You know, that's
where
the
are you
it
from,
is.
Sam?
Israel.
Israel, yeah. So you have different terms too.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I've lived most of my adult life, not most, all of it, since I was 16, I've lived here, you know, so so I've been here quite a while, but so the Toskers, that's the 11th annual, right?
Yeah,
it's gonna be in Hollywood. If you if you guys want to go check it out, I mean, by this point I would just want to go after hearing about this.
Yeah, me too.
It sounds very cool. So this has to do with British films only, or?
Oh, no. All the ones that are nominated for Best Feature at the Oscars.
So why does it say British
Brits in LA?
Right.
Yeah, so Brits in LA is an online social group that Eileen and I created about 12 years ago. So it's sort of like a support network for British expats that moved to Los Angeles. So
that's
we started it originally, and then it just sort of expanded to non-Brits as well. So we have a lot of Americans or Germans, Swedish. Like it's very international now.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Very nice. So, who did you say the presenter was going to be?
Lucy Paul.
Lucy Paul.
I feel like I know that.
Yeah?
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, she's really great. Awesome. Very, very funny.
Yeah, I never heard, but she sounds pretty fun.
She's got a great show lined up.
According to you and stuff, yeah. So, what do you think about working in Hollywood? I mean, is it like... is it harder than you thought? Is it easier? I mean, you pretty much are integrated into the industry now, right?
Yeah, you know, it's always ebb and flows. I think it's like a roller coaster. Sometimes you're at the very top and you know that you're probably gonna take a dip sometimes and then but you know you're gonna go back up again and you just have to enjoy the journey. I think you know, a lot of people come out here and they think that the streets are gonna be paved with gold.
Red carpet for them as soon as they get off the plane.
Yeah. You know, and some people are very lucky that that happens to. But, you know, it takes talent and it takes perseverance and dedication. And if you're good at what you do, eventually you'll be noticed and recognized.
Right.
And
you just got to let people know that you exist and what you have to offer.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, make your mark.
Right.
Yeah. You can't just come and sit here and wait for things to come to you, folks. It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen...
Go out and create your own opportunities, you know, make your own content. It's a lot easier now than it used to be. People are making movies on iPhones.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I think that's the good thing about Toskers as well, is I think it really pushes you to be creative with other creative people and talented people, and you can produce something really cool yourself.
Right, right.
It's great.
But it does have like a sexual undertone to it. I mean, with the fists and the tossing off and everything. I'm like, wow, you know, you guys have to explain it all in sexual terms.
Like in England, we're like, you know, no sex, please, we're British. You know, we have this stiff upper lip. And
do Britons not have sex?
Everything's all about double entendres, you know? Yeah, so, you know, we're very much... tongue in cheek.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. it's not about being on the nose and being slutty and filthy. It's much more about trying to think outside of the box.
Right.
Yeah, we love it. Me and Sam love it.
Yeah, can you imagine going to the show though and the awards are actually fists?
Hey, I'd be like, does anyone not want one? I'm going to try this out. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm definitely
going
to
use your award later.
So great. Man. So the films are all 5 minutes each. How long does it take to make a film like that, Richard?
We did 3 days of filming, actually. So we did 3 full days of about 8 hours each day. But actually, it's kind of the post-production that takes the longest.
Like right. The editing?
We've got a great sound designer working on ours called Stephen Dewey, who's been amazing. And our editor is David Bierman, who's fantastic as well. And both of them are perfectionists, which is fantastic and exactly what you want. In post-production. So they've done a great job, but it's, you know, it takes a while. You know, you've got to go back and give them notes and things. It's actually longer than the shooting days, but we actually shot for 3 solid days.
But the whole process took you about how long, including the post?
From like writing it, from the beginning of writing it until, you know, the end, which is we're having our last meeting for the post today. I would say it's about 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
It's not that bad, though.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work. I mean, a lot of intense work, right?
Yeah.
And yours about the same?
Yeah, so people are assigned their movies on the day that the Oscar nominations are announced. So from that day, you have roughly about 3 weeks in which to complete the whole thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And the Oscars are coming up, right?
Yeah, so the Oscars are March 4th, Sunday. And we our show is the Wednesday before that Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
So maybe we should do a March 3rd party because it'll
no,
be
we're
right
gonna do it the end of March,
probably or something like that. Yeah, give people plenty of notice. Yeah, but that's beside the point.
He's having a 10th anniversary.
Yeah, we're celebrating 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I said to have it at a strip club, and he said no. Would you guys come to the strip club?
Yeah, why not?
Thank you. I told him, let me plan it. I've only been here a month, but...
Well, you're asking guys, though. You ask women and see if they'll come to a freaking strip club.
I want to go to a strip club more than the guys do.
Well, that's you, okay?
I know, I'm not a regular.
Not a lot of hosts are like that. You're not representative.
They would come.
Well, so now finally, the last few minutes, I wanted to bring up working in Hollywood now. Did you guys see that USA Today thing yesterday that 94% of women in Hollywood say they've been sexually harassed or abused at one point. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, that
it's really
is like
terrible.
It's like nothing is ever that certain. You know, it means virtually everybody.
Well, I think
it makes sense, you know, because most people in entertainment are attractive, you know, and I guess run by men mostly. You know, so you get that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand the women that go into a hotel room, like with Harvey Weinstein, to audition or something, or to talk to the producer.
Yeah, but when you think that's like your only opportunity, it's like this, you get confused and you're
no,
like,
no, I know. But at what price?
I think that men have taken advantage of women for far too long in this industry, and it's time, and time's up. You know, we need more women in high profile positions in Hollywood.
Right.
There needs to be some code of ethics though about how you conduct business. Right. And, you know, if Harvey Weinstein is inviting you to a hotel room to talk business, why would you expect it to be anything different to that?
And he did.
And we know this as a fact that, you know, he pressured women into and made them feel uncomfortable in certain situations. And it's just not okay. Mm-hmm. And and I'm glad that all this is being exposed. So we can now make change and do something about that.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate people have to be afraid to meet somebody at a hotel room if that's indeed where they do their business, you know. But would you go? I mean, if a Harvey Weinstein invited you to the hotel to tell you we need to talk about your role in the film or something, would you go? Would you think twice about it?
I'd go with like a microphone and a camera, bro.
Well, but that's the thing. You see, it's like people are afraid now to do this, and that's the atmosphere we have there.
But I
right
feel
now
like this is happening even not in hotel rooms. Like, for instance, I was like trying to find an agent when I first got out here, and I met someone at the Tupac party who represents a lot of men, not a lot of women. And he was like, oh, you could be like the next Halle Berry. I really like your look. Let's go for a lunch meeting. So I like met him somewhere in West Hollywood. And when I went, I thought it was kind of weird because he was with like five different dudes, and I was like, okay, this is, I thought it was going to be like a one-on-one, like talk about like me. And he was like, have some tequila. And I was like, okay. So I drank, and then I drank some more, and then I drank some more, and I realized, oh my God, I'm like shit-faced at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then he started talking about like, yeah, I believe in you, blah, bunch of bullshit, obviously. And then his hand started like caressing my neck, my shoulders, and that's when I was like, I'm gonna Uber home. Haven't seen him since. But like, even in front of other people and in public, these dudes think, okay, let me give her a couple drinks, tell her she's the next Halle Berry, and I can put hand. You can't touch me.
Right. Because
nothing you do is gonna make me want to work with you. I'm not. Your dick is not going in my mouth.
Right.
I'm not. That's not how I'm getting a role. I'd rather start at the very bottom and get a role at 40 than do that type of shit.
Right.
But not every woman is like me. Some women are like, okay, this is my only opportunity, so I'm going to sleep with him.
Right. And that's when it comes to business. I mean, you know, what about when you go on a date or something and the guy like forces himself on you, or you know, kisses you like as though he's entitled.
Lorena Bobbitt, his dick, bam, right off.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, it's a fine line, you know, like what is approaching a woman, or you know, making a pass versus something that's not consensual. So if a guy, you know, physically has you or goes in for a kiss without not masking, or it's not warranted, then okay.
Right.
I think men are actually hit on women.
Yeah,
like,
because, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, well, maybe they should like be for a bit, you know?
A little bit of it, yeah. Unless you're Scottish, then come right over.
That's why I'm gay. Because we just rap and we can just do it to each other and not abuse it.
Right. It's easier.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's something that I think does and everything. But I think if you do a blanket state and then all men are afraid to mess, well, that's pretty worrisome in my book. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've
been objectified for years. We're evolving as human beings. We're constantly learning, and we're constantly, you know, trying to be better people for this earth and the next generations.
Right.
You know, and so we'll even out, I'm sure. You know, but we're trying to get everybody on equal playing field. You know, women are important, if not more important to the human race than men. So it's time for them to be respected and have equality. And whatever that takes, that's to be done.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, if 94% have been through this, then men do. Men in Hollywood, those were polled. They need to take a look at how they do. Anyway, the task, check it out. Once again, it's going to be where again?
At the Wren Theatre, the LGBT Center in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's on McAdam Place.
Yeah, 1125 McAdam Place.
That's like right now.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I was wearing heels.
Dress award style, that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
So there'll be awards from 8:30 or...
Yeah, well, the screening starts at 8:30. Screening the movies of laughter, and we
that should be
the
cool.
Awards.
I mean, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, and who judges?
Academy.
The one that judges. And how long will they have to judge? I mean, it's
so,
all the people
so the
in
movies,
there.
Movies are for completion on Friday. That's Friday, and so have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to vote, watch and vote. And then we have celebrity presenters this year as well, so we're going to have some real on a red carpet.
Well, I guess I'll put that for you. Yeah, because I promised her she'd be able to get into the evening.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You guys should come.
No, I'm
make
definitely
a to the charity.
Sure.
Exactly. I mean, come on, people. You know, people don't worry, you know.
You guys can send me a flyer on my Instagram.
Thank you. Thanks. We'll definitely do that.
All right. Craig Robbing and Rennie, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
How can people find you if they want all of you social media online?
On Instagram, Craig6.
It's okay.
I'm not like you.
Yeah, but you've done a lot more than you see. Follow doesn't mean anything.
It does.
So I ran Instagram, but I only got like 300. I'm even less than you.
So if you can on yours, great. Exactly. Get people to follow. That'd be awesome.
I will. No, guys, seriously, send me the flyer. Post it.
And then follow the Toskers on Instagram and at Brits in LA as well, is the organization that runs it.
Awesome. And so you guys are also, you guys too?
Yes.
So you just work together. But you're friends, right?
We are,
That's nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to L.A., Richard, being here
in
L.A.
Sam.
We always like cool people from the U.K. here. You guys are awesome. So coach event. Danny, thank you.
Always.
Thank you for listening, and tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.